Hello and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we look at the year ahead in the Middle East and how the United States will deal with the issues that dominate that part of the world.
If we don't help friends on the ground very quickly, there will be no choice in Syria except Bashar al-Assad on one side and jihadi extremists on the other.
Then we report on the foreign policy challenges President Obama will face in his last 2 years in office.
These talks aren't going to suddenly get easier just because we extend them.
Problems in the Middle East and elsewhere, and how the United States will be involved in helping to solve them. That is the subject of our program today. We're on the radio, on the web, and we come to you on a podcast. We are wherever you are. We're the Voice of America, and this is our daily program, As It Is. It has been 4 years since uprisings in the Middle East ended a long period of stability. Most observers believe 2015 will be another violent year there. They say political leaders will be forced to make difficult decisions and take strong action. A year ago, few people had heard of the Islamic State terrorist group. But the group quickly took control of large parts of Syria and Iraq. Experts said the militants were also a threat to many other countries. However, hundreds of airstrikes appear to have hurt the terrorists. Experts such as Paul Salem of the Middle East Institute predict 2015 will be a difficult year for the Islamic State.
I think the fight against the Islamic State will progress in Iraq. I think Iraq, between the Kurdish army and the National Army based in Baghdad, with strong U.S. support, will make progress in 2015.
But it does not appear there will be an improvement in the situation in Syria, where the United States is planning to train anti-government fighters. Robert Ford was the U.S. ambassador to Syria. He says more needs to be done.
If we don't help friends on the ground very quickly, there will be no choice in Syria except Bashar al-Assad on one side and jihadi extremists on the other.
IS became known when it beheaded Western hostages, including journalists, and showed videos of the beheadings on the Internet. Daniel Serwer is a professor at Johns Hopkins University. He says the beheadings caused the terrorists to lose support.
I think I would bet on it to lose some territory because I think it's making serious mistakes, especially in Iraq, where it has slaughtered members of several Sunni tribes.
The U.S. military says Islamic State fighters have entered Libya, where there is great instability. General David Rodriguez leads the U.S. Africa Command.
People coming for training and logistics support right now for training sites, and that's what we see right now.
There is also instability in Yemen, which has had several changes of leadership in recent months. Members of the Shiite Muslim Houthi movement are fighting members of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. Mr. Salem of the Middle East Institute said it is not likely the area will be calm for many years. He said the evidence suggests the Middle East will remain an unstable and unpredictable place in this century. You are listening to As It Is on the Voice of America. A new year joins new challenges to old ones. Many disputes between countries and between governments and rebels continued throughout last year. and they continue as 2015 begins. Barack Obama faces many challenges as he enters his final 2 years as president. In December, Mr. Obama marked the end of America's longest war.
After more than 13 years, our combat mission in Afghanistan will be over.
But the Department of Defense says that does not mean America will no longer help Afghanistan. Rear Admiral John Kirby is a department spokesman. He spoke to reporters before 2014 ended.
It's not like on December 31st we're just going to walk away. We aren't. We're going to remain.
More than 10,000 American troops will remain in Afghanistan this year. They will help the Afghanistan Air Force. They will train Afghan troops. And they will help fight terrorists. The Afghan troops need the help because Taliban fighters have increased their attacks. In 2015, the United States and other countries will also continue the fight against Islamic State militants. The group became known to many in 2014 after it quickly took control of large parts of Iraq and Syria. The world learned more about the group when it showed videos of one of its members beheading Western hostages. Airstrikes against the group appear to be working. Military experts predict the attacks will continue to weaken the terrorists. In Iran, the United States and five other world powers will continue to try to reach a nuclear agreement. A November deadline passed without an agreement. Now, negotiators are hoping to reach an agreement by July. Secretary of State John Kerry says the negotiations will be difficult.
These talks aren't going to suddenly get easier just because we extend them. They're tough, and they've been tough, and they're going to stay tough.
Experts say the new Republican-controlled U.S. Congress could make it more difficult for President Obama's foreign policy team to be successful. The Republicans are the opposition party to Mr. Obama's Democrats. The United States has already placed sanctions on Russia because of Russian support of Ukrainian separatists. The sanctions have hurt Russia's economy and reduced the value of its money. But American officials say they do not want the Ukraine conflict to stop the U.S. and Russia from having a good relationship. Eric Rubin is a Deputy Assistant Secretary of State in the Bureau of European and Eurasian Affairs.
No one's given up on the U.S.-Russia relationship. We have to get it to a better place.
The U.S. says it would end sanctions against Russia if it meets conditions, including withdrawing its troops from Ukrainian territory. The U.S. also faces challenges in its relationship with North Korea. Investigators in the United States blamed North Korea for an attack on the computers of Sony Pictures Entertainment